Kinder können daven set des Jumen dabei sein, beginnen mit Alva, beginnen mit Tizim Alta, beginnen mit der Gemüse, dann gewinnen die Mischne, mit einer Lassi, ich schicke Stier, how do you know, they're anointing, like drinking, the Zivik, it says, in the Pazik, but Tobi Kamayim, Bekibbe, Begayim, where it says that like, it's like water going to come inside the person, and the Pazik also mentions that of Keshem and Bas Maisav, so we see that anointing is similar to drinking. Now, Parakomer, Bekibbe, Bishabbas, Kamala, regarding this, the Gemüse, and Shabbat, Tapiyavav, and Aleph, the Av Bishain Rail, although there's no proof, Zechel Dava, but it is a sign for this, which says "Matavi Kamayim Bekirboy," that the water is going to come inside the person. So you see, that's not a bona fide proof that anointing is like drinking. It's just an allusion to this idea that sicha is like shtia, that anointing is like drinking. It says Taisus, now Tema, it's a wonder because the bepergman is kuvit in ma'isi b'raisa, and the Gemara need left lamid bezer manav. The Gemara brings a b'raisa, like the b'raisa says regarding truma of oil. But lo yichalu is kodesh b'nei Yisrael, should not desecrate the holiness of the holy things of the Jewish people, which means truma is specifically b'kahanim. L'rambam says asach kesheisa. This comes to include that not only is a problem to go ahead and drink the truma and utilize it inappropriately, but we're including even that sicha is like shtia. And says gemara v'ibay simach. If you want to give me a different source, not this pasuk of lo yichalu, but tovi kamayim bekir b'begayim that. It says in the pasuk that we're comparing tzicha to shtia. Says Taisus, now v'hashta kasha. Now this is definitely difficult over here because we see that the way it's quoted over the nida. The question is like this: if you tell me it's really not a, it's just a nasmacht, it's just a raila dava, it's just a zechel dava, not a raila dava. So the problem is the mikor ma'aser rama deraisa. First thing, Gemara brings a pasuk in the Torah of leichalu, which is a proof from the Torah. But how the Ma'aser Rama Deber Kabbalah, and then you bring, not only you bring not a pasuk from Torah, but from Nach, but she'enel ezechel davar. It's not even a real raya. It's just an allusion to the thing. So why would you bring a smachta and a zechel davar after you already brought a rhyme in the Torah? And that's the Torah Vishlamit, you can say the Tachkam, and this is what the Gemara is saying within Nida. The afil lohayolah on the pasuk l'isr less of sichay deraisa. Even had we not had a pasuk, you're right. Of course, once we have a pasuk deraisa, we're not going to bring that. But it's saying that even had you not had a pasuk to tell you sichay deraisa, havelon lemestim in your bone, we would have made it rabbinically forbidden mikra de besavai, which from there you have at least a zechel davar for this svara to say that yes, sichay is like shtiyah. Or you another person says is yeah, krod v'leichalu namesmachta. It's not true. The first pasuk is also just nasmachta. The ikar lav lahaydrash also. So they're both asmachta. I'm going to bring another pasuk. Yeah, because it's not really learning out from the Torah. So no different nach from Torah. It's just an illusion because that pasuk is not really talking about this. That's like we expand zvachim nav gimel beis that kachim mechal and kachim and chul mechal and kachim that it teaches you that kachim is mechal kachim and not chul is mechal kachim. And that we're learning from that pasuk. So therefore, it's also nasmachta. Now, besides a parak ilah and the strafin, the Gemara says, "Nidah peyimam and alaf." Yofin minei eichel tevel demisa. We find that we learn something else from that. That whoever eats tevel gets misa. So again, it's not there. It's also actually not a full-fledged proof, and therefore it's no different. Now, a pirush ben Tam, Ben Tam explains that the chol inuyim the Yom Kippurim, that all the affliction of Yom Kippurim less than el midrabban. That so he follows along this theme, and he says moreover, yeah, like we're saying, this halach of sichi kishti, like Tez just said before, that, oh, you have a pasuk. Tez says, no, it's only Mirabban, it's macht mama. It says to Rabbeinu, actually says, all the inumim kibram, less than Mirabban. It's only Rabbeinu, glib across, macht mama, all the psukim, only illusions. Labar, machil vishtiya, and this is, chlik zirshon, this is Shiz Rabbeinu Tam, that except for eating and drinking, though the only one that deraisa, as he proves, because Dom Lakam, the Gemara says, later on, memohim luchlik betit, betzaya, that, although you're not allowed to wash yourself on Yom Kippurim, but if you were dirty with mud and excrement, you can wash yourself in a normal way, and you don't have to be concerned. Or mitzvah shlechatan bereishai, someone has scabs on his head. Okay, sach kedarki, you can anoint yourself in a normal way, but you don't have to be concerned. Which obviously that means to say, as Taisa is going to prove. Sach increase perikam and prin, and so too in the first perik increase the b'zayim lo'nav. The Gemara tells kain shesach shemet shel truma. If let's say the kain anoints himself with oil of truma, so bemita yisro mesagaboy. So his grandson, who's Yisrael, because his daughter married a Yisrael, could go ahead and roll around on him. And my nechash shouldn't be concerned. So Taisus, both these prove that be'ev deraisa, if this halach of sicha, that you tell me it's like shtia, whether for halachas of chumah, of Yom Kippurim, that it was a biblical halacha, hay asa b'chalinya would be asa in old type of situations. Ella, rather says Taisus, obviously midraban's only rabbinic, and therefore that's why it's like we're saying that it's going to be mutter if there's some other need. Now, Moreover, says Tosfos, mutar adam losach b'chelav. The person is also allowed to anoint himself with forbidden fats, because lo ashkechan the itzasi. Although you're not allowed to drink or eat chelav, because lo ashkechan the itzasi kishtira. Again, the same idea. We don't find that there's a problem about which we're saying is rabbinic law that anointing is like drinking. Elabim b'kipurim b'truma b'isura. No, we only find this rabbinic law by b'kipurim, by truma, by things that are forbidden to have benefit from them. Because the parakol shad, the gemara like gemara some sakim nechofeim base. The Ravina shayv lebrate b'guharke the arlo b'chulu. That Ravina went and anointed his daughter with the things that come out from the unripe fruits of an arlo tree, which are things that are aser b'hana. Until where Omalei says, don't worry, I'm doing it in not the normal way of having benefits. Obviously, we see that, but regarding Yisra'a no, that anointing would have the same halacha as shtia. And so to v'chelev chai shalshar hanisko, the raw fat of the ox has to be stoned. If he puts agav makase on top of his wound, that pati is going to be pater bar homohutach asa. But if it's not raw, if it's melted, then it would be aser. Why? And again, because it's for those, it's something that has not only isa achil but isa hana. That's what he's saying. That sikh is going to be like shtiyah. But forbidden fats that are just asa to eat but permitted to have benefit, that's mutter to do sikha. Or betruma asr. Yet a truma, like we said, is one of the other categories that's also asr. We have an allusion of alei chalu that, as we mentioned before, that refers to which the Gemara Nida says sikha kishtiyah. And also Yom Kippurim, they said it's forbidden. Mishum Taini, because of having oinig of pleasure. Mishum Refua, sure, like our Gemara brings, but if it's for medicinal purposes, or Yadim Maluch Lachos, or the hands are dirty, and sure, it's going to be permitted. Called the Milsa, which then ruled by Yom Kippurim, is Hechad and Mishum Taini. Sure, wherever it's not because of oinig, it's going to be permitted again because it's a Issa Drabanan, and we only say it in certain limited places, and even though places, certain contexts. Tanik says, "Not to begin with the Gemara, minayin l'sicha shekishtiyah. How do you know that anointing is like drinking? The chsilik is in the pasuk as we brought, but Tomei Begayim, where it says that pasuk which compares anointing the shemen bats ma'isav to the water on that comes inside a person's body, which is the drinking. So it's a wonder to me. Amayis v'chashas l'meg m'sicha m'besech l'isachti. Why do you have to include the halacha of anointing from the extra from the word v'sech l'isachti that we see in Daniel that he was doing inui and." It's considered absicha, homa haikra nafka, but we learn it from the pasuk mevatobi kamayim b'kibra v'chulu, which we see as we're bringing sikh is like shtia. So from there you learn it out. I mean, the Gemara brought in for a different reason to reject the understanding of the pasuk, but ultimately that pasuk teaches us sikh is kishtia. And umasnit m'shabbos perikamayim rabbi kiva, it's a mishnah in Shabbos, that peva menalav. So you see, it's a bona fide drasha, so why do you have to learn that from besach lisachti? So it says, it appears to me that it's necessary. Why? Although if it only had that pasuk, as Gemara Shabbos brings it, yeah, we would have learned that from there, but he knew my fellow sikha shouldn't tell tiny. Then I would have said that what's forbidden is anointing, even if it's not for pleasure. Kishti, like any type of drinking is forbidden, even not for pleasure. That's where I bring the pasuk from the nail. It seems like he only didn't do anointing of pleasure. It says to flicked, which the whole objective was, and not to have oinig. Now, Vilik Sivala Kurdanil, and had we only had the Pasuk of Daniel, Labra Srin Sikh, I actually would not have said Sikh is forbidden. Because the Kamin Yonashal Tar Shahima Anamitar Nabsh, because he was afflicting himself with many types of afflictions, as the Pasuk delineates a few things. And if Lemigreen Mahas, we would not have learned from there, we would have said it's going in those other things. Because Dimachad Mishari Nun Cha'asa, Havasrin, maybe it's one of the other Nun that he did, we would have said it's forbidden. Anyam Kibur Mamasikhala, but not anointing. That's what we learned from that Pasuk, the Sikh Kashtiya, and the Shtiya is forbidden, so too Sikh is included to that too. That you need the pasuk of besavai, meaning not for necessarily ahlachas and kippurim, but you need to learn from the grand laws of truma that you have to say the sach kishtayse that whoever anoints the truma is like he's drinking it because the truma l'shach lemikvah mekrod the nail. You're right. We had the pasuk of Daniel, which that was sufficient to learn out the salach of kippurim, but that would only tell us that not doing sikha is like an inui, and then okay, that's included in the inui of yom kippurim. But regarding the sikh of Shemim with Truma, which is not because of Inoy, it's only because of sikh is like Shtiyah, and it's for the laws of Truma that we needed that pasuk in Masechta Shabbos.